Welcome to the exhibition Tracing Slavery, which brings together the cut paper silhouette art forms of two artists, Moses Williams and Kara Walker. My name is Tatum Robinson Covert. I'm a sophomore at Dickinson College and a student interpretation assistant at the Trout Gallery. I'd like to begin today's tour by focusing your attention on the large double portrait image just to your left as you come down the stairs from the upper floor of the gallery. It's titled Exodus of Confederates from Atlanta. Upon first glance at this image, you'll likely notice the large silhouette profile of a young girl, whose curling hair is pulled back in a short ponytail at the nape of her neck. This tender portrait is hollowed out at its center, revealing the outline of a second portrait, possibly of an adolescent boy. These portraits occur against the backdrop of a busy scene. In the middle of a city street, families are gathering their household belongings and loading them into carts and wagons. Like the other 14 prints created by Kara Walker in this exhibition, this image was created by first making a lithographic copy of a pre-existing image. Walker selected images from a 19th century book summary of the Civil War, created by the popular weekly magazine company, Harper's, for this purpose. After creating the large-scale lithographic reproduction, a second cut paper silhouette image was designed by Walker and then silk-screened on top of the lithograph. The compound images that result from this two-step process create what Kara Walker has described as an oppositional aesthetic, one that both interrogates the visual narratives presented in Harper's Civil War storyline and suggests alternate perspectives and narratives. In this image, for instance, the hollowed-out space in the center of the large silhouette highlights a section of the bustling street scene focused on a young African-American boy helping a white family to pack their wagon. The irony, of course, is that this boy is presumably enslaved by the family he is helping to flee the Union Army. On working with texts and images exclusively comprised of the white perspective, like Harper's History of the Civil War, Kara Walker has said that, "I find myself trying to compare and contrast the genteel form of racism versus the scorched earth variety, and trying to understand where does a black figure have agency within these texts that would have the black reader herself destroyed."